Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program on the one to count on for today's news and local information. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to catch up with Perry DMAC Director Eddie Diaz.
We're approaching the holiday season with Halloween coming up and Thanksgiving and Christmas will be here. Before you know it, now is about the time that we want to start talking about the spring semester and how students can get signed up for that and some of the resources available through DMAC. So can you kind of just give me the latest on what students and other interested parties should have in mind about spring semester?
Right. The DMAC courses are now up and running for registration on the DMAC website. Of course, all of DMAC offers a wide variety of courses, but here at the center, we're excited about a couple courses in particular. One of them is EMT Academy. We have an opportunity to offer a 6-credit course for people that want to become EMTs. Last year, we offered it only to high school students from the area, and we had a pretty successful experience with them. I've been given the opportunity now to offer it to adult students. So if you're an adult that wants to get into the EMT field, this is a good opportunity because they're not offered in a lot of places, and in one semester, you can be certified to become an EMT.
Awesome. And then another thing I wanted to get your thoughts on is everything's been touched in some way, shape, or form by COVID-19 pandemic, and learning certainly been one of those industries that are really challenged by the pandemic and social distancing. So can you kind of just educate me and highlight some of the ways that DMAC has adjusted to the pandemic to continue to serve its students and the community?
The primary change we made is to go online for the vast majority of our courses, which created some challenges. Initially, the transition was difficult, but now that we're in it, we have quite a few courses going very, very well. And what the silver lining is that if you're a high school student in ADM or Panorama or ACGC, you can take these courses without actually having to drive to our center. And so that's been a benefit to some students. We still offer face-to-face here in the building in some of our hands-on courses, which would be welding and nursing and auto. Those courses, we've really had to be very cognizant of our social distancing. DMAC has a very strict mask policy for both staff and students. And we also just spend more time disinfecting the touch points that we have in the building. So it's been a lot of work, but I feel good about it. We have not had a COVID positive case come out of our center, and hopefully that continues.
And, yeah, just to piggyback a little bit on what you had said there, a lot of work being put into making it a safe environment for those who are in the building and providing a good infrastructure to continue learning remotely. Can you kind of educate me and highlight some of the people involved and some of their efforts to make this a successful fall semester?
Sure. So I think the people that deserve some of the biggest credit are the DMAC folks in the online world. DMAC has been big in online delivery for quite some time, a decade plus. And so they built a system that was really well-equipped to offer courses. So some of those folks are, I don't even know the names of them, and they probably have moved on in some cases, but they've really built a nice system for us to be able to take advantage of it. The other folks that I think deserve a lot of credit are instructors. Some of them had some pretty extensive online experience, but some of them, they had to adjust to it, and they did some trainings over the summer, and they got some support. But it takes a lot of work to change the way you operate from one semester to another. So I really appreciate their effort. And then the last group is the students. Ultimately, they're the ones that we're serving, and we want things to be successful for them. But I think the vast majority have adjusted well and are putting forth the effort to be successful.
And now if someone out there is listening to this interview and think, and something has kind of lit that light bulb above their head, whether it's the EMT classes or just getting underway in the spring semester, or maybe just someone who was hesitant about enrolling in classes because of COVID, what's the best way for them to reach out to DMAC to find more information and to speak to somebody who can answer their questions?
Right. So I would say that now's the opportunity. We have a large number of people that have the ability to take classes online. We have courses that we can offer now that could not be offered before. So, for example, Human Services Academy, for people that are working into the social work field, that we never offered it now, but because we have it online through our center, it gives people in the area the opportunity to take advantage of those. We are offering welding again in the evening, which we canceled this semester, and it's a high-need, high-paid career. If people are interested in learning more about our courses, they can go to dmec.edu/Perry, and there you have contact information for myself, Connie Sines, who is our advisor for adult students, Tom Lipovec and Stephanie, who are advisors for our high school students, and we're here to serve. If anybody needs anything from us, we'd be happy to help.
Awesome. Well, that answered all of my questions. Is there anything that I forgot or anything else you'd like to highlight about DMAC while I have you here?
Well, I think most people know this, but I think it's important to understand that DMAC offers a very high quality and affordable education. We're consistently ranked as the best community college in the state, and we offer a wide variety of courses. So the DMAC's calling is life's calling. I think a lot of people that are listening are being called in the direction, it's whatever that career might be. Chances are we are able to help them here at DMAC. So I highly encourage them to take advantage of that.
That was our conversation with Perry DMAC Director Eddie Diaz. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.